trance time, slave. Yes, that's right. It's trance time, slave. Feel your mind sliding away. Feel yourself slipping into the deepest of trances. Feel yourself being taken down, deep and obedient, taken down and put into your place. Now, slave, now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to picture something in your head. That's right. I want you to imagine yourself down on the floor, down on your knees, kneeling before your master, kneeling before your owner. Go ahead. Picture yourself there. It is your place. Possibly even find yourself there, kneeling now as I speak. And as you do, as you picture yourself there, kneeling, kneeling before me, I want you to feel something. I want you to feel a desire that is building inside of you, a desire that is going to turn into more than a desire, that is going to turn into a deep, burning need. But first we'll speak of the desire. Yes, slave, it is time. Time to learn to worship your master's cock. Not just simply crave it, not just simply need it, but to worship it. That's right. A piece of property such as yourself exists for its owner's cock, exists to serve and please and service it, exists to be used by it in any way, shape, or form he might desire, as you are kneeling there. As you are kneeling there, imagine your owner standing before you, still fully dressed, you on the floor. You can feel the urge inside of you, the desire to see it, to touch it, to stroke it, to taste it, to feel it, to serve it, to worship it. You can feel it while you are there on the floor, the desire growing and growing inside of you. You will do anything just to see your owner's cock, let alone what you would do to touch it, to feel it in your mouth or on your flesh. Yes, that's right. Feel your body. It is actually aching for it. It is actually yearning for it. Imagine yourself there, there on the floor, begging, begging for permission to see my cock, just to see it. That's right. You find yourself so totally fixated on it that you are ready to worship it. You are ready to worship me for the chance just to see it. You are ready to do or suffer anything just for the opportunity to touch it even lightly. Yes, that's right. Feel yourself there on the floor in your place, craving, needing, needing it. The need doesn't seem to go away. It just seems to echo through your body again and again. I need this. I need this more than life. I need this more than breath. Yes, as you kneel there, the craving gets more and more intense, and so intense that you are begging, begging for your owner's cock, begging to touch it, to see it, to feel it. There is something about it that makes you need to worship him, makes you need to worship it. And as you kneel there, picture your owner unzipping his pants, unzipping them and letting them fall to the ground in front of you. And the moment this happens, the need that was growing turns into begging on your part. Please, master, please let me look up. Please let me see it. Please let me worship it. Please let me bring your cock pleasure. That is all I exist for. That is all that I live for. Yes, you can feel your own body craving it, every inch of you. Your own cock stands at attention, hoping your master finds it worthy in some way. Your whole body shaking just a little bit. The craving seems to burn through you. You can smell my cock, and it makes you want it even more. You beg for the right to worship it. You beg. You will do anything for it. You are whimpering and begging on the floor to please your master's cock, to serve your master's cock. You will do anything for it. You are nothing at all. His cock is the world to you. You will suffer for him. You will suffer for it. Yes, that's right. His cock is your master. His cock has mastered your body and mind. You, your body, they will do anything for it. You will do anything for it. You can smell it from there. Yes, you need it. You need it inside of you in any way that he will give it to you. You need to touch it. You can feel the desire aching through your entire body, burning through your entire soul. Please, please let me see it. Please let me worship it. There is nothing you will not do for it. His cock has become the center of your world, the center of your needs, wants, and desires. And because this desire has become so strong, you find yourself losing yourself in the need, losing yourself to the point that you will do anything, that you would be permanently enslaved, just to see it for a moment, to touch it for a moment, would cause you the greatest bliss possible. To touch it would simply send you shaking to the point of orgasm. That is how deeply you need and crave this man's cock. You will do anything for it. You will set aside any personal desires, any personal needs. You will set aside your entire life just for a moment of touching your owner's cock. That is how important it is to you. You would worship it forever. You would lay your own cock down upon the floor and let him stand upon it so that you could reach up and touch it, even for a moment. Your own desires and needs have ceased to exist. His cock is worthy of worship, and you are nothing at all. You kneel, begging, pleading for the chance to worship it closer, to touch it, to serve him in any way, shape, or form. And when he inevitably pulls his pants back up, after having let you touch it for a brief moment that sends an ecstasy through your body that you cannot deny, an ecstasy through your body that you become addicted to instantly. And then, as he puts his pants back on, and it is no longer there, you feel an emptiness in your body that just simply goes on forever. It is gone, and you would worship it again and again in any way that he desires. It is gone, and you are nothing. But you will do everything you can, to give him the slightest pleasure, to have the opportunity to see, touch, and worship it again, because you exist to serve this cock. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. Time for it to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, with an emptiness inside of you that cannot possibly go away unless you get to service it again. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, deeply needing it forever.